And joining us now on the Good Time Super Saver Radio Hour on Club 1220 KLBB, we're happy to have Sam Leone of Acapulco Restaurant Mexicano and Robin Anthony of Party on Stillwater. Cinco de Mayo is coming up, but Sam, you're actually celebrating on Cinco de Trey?
Cinco de Tres is correct, yeah. We're actually celebrating all weekend long. So all the restaurants, all eight of our locations are doing something. But Stillwater is doing the big fiesta. And we've partnered up with Robin from Party on Stillwater. And she's going to make it fun, exciting, and she's creating a big fiesta for us. So we're very happy to partner up with her.
Well, Robin, this is an all-afternoon-long fiesta that you're having.
It sure is. It's going to be great for families, kids, adults, all alike. We'll be having an inflatable money booth where merchants throughout the Valley Ridge Mall are participating, as well as Acapulco. There'll be coupons in there and dollar bills, so folks get to go in there for a duration and grab as many as they can while they're blowing around. We also have a high-performance dance studio performing. We are going to have cotton candy, balloons, face painting. We are going to have a salsa tasting, or pardon me, salsa making contest, but the way you're going to be judging is by tasting it. So that's pretty exciting. We have a couple spots available yet as well. Just contact Acapulco for that if you're interested. We also have a salsa team coming over, salsa dancers. So professional performers will be performing, and then we will have instructional demonstrations and then a salsa dancing contest. So lots of stuff going on.
So you will have a salsa dance contest and a salsa making contest. And Sam, you know more about salsa than anybody else in this room. So what makes a good salsa?
You know, don't do too much to it. That's where people screw it up. And so, you know, I make it the way Mama taught me how to make it. I like to fire roast all the ingredients, not just one, all of them. And then I put it in an old school molcajete and mash it all up. Put some salt, add a little bit of acid or limes, expensive limes, by the way, with the prices that we have going on right now, and call it a day, and a little bit of garlic as well. And that's what makes a good salsa. Don't put too many other spices in there.
So
just keep it simple.
You're mainly a tomato-based salsa fan?
I am a tomato-based salsa. Well, tomato and pepper-based, yeah.
Well, what do you think of other fruit salsas? I've seen pineapples. I've seen, well, lime-based ones. There are no limits to this contest that you're having, though, on Saturday.
You are absolutely right. You could make it savory. You could make it sweet. I do like both of them. I especially like the sweet salsas with fish or other items that will complement it. Or, you know, if you're eating something savory and then you add the sweetness to it, it really complements a lot of the dishes out there. So I like salsa, any salsa, really.
Now, is the public going to be allowed to taste the salsas brought in, or are you going to just limit it to the judges in the contest?
So each participant is required to make a gallon of salsa.
Really?
And we will have some tables out there that participants will get to try. And so it's kind of we have the participants or the people tasting the salsa, they will judge their favorite salsa. And then we have the judges that will taste the salsa as well. And so we have one of our executive chefs, Bernice Reyes, who went to Culinary Institute of America, and she graduated a few years ago. She's now our executive chef, and so she will be one of the judges there. So she loves to eat. She loves salsa. She grew up in the family business, and so we thought she would be a great judge.
Now, how can people get the rules and find out about the contest itself for salsa making?
So there's two ways of getting this information. Way number one would be to contact Acapulco Restaurant, and you can just call them at 651-351-9462. Or else you can also email Harrell. He's one of our managers, and so he's the salsa king who's getting this together for us. So he's Harrell at acapulcomn.com, and of course, his name is spelled H-A-R-R-E-L.
And there will be a prize for the winner of the salsa making contest.
$100 cold cash.
And Robin, why don't you tell us a little bit about the salsa dance contest that's going to be coming up this Saturday at the Valley Ridge Mall in Stillwater.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. We have a professional salsa dance team coming out and you know, doing their hot numbers and shaking it up a bit. And then the owner of the dance studio will be providing demonstrations and instructions on how to learn how to salsa dance. And then we're just going to get the general public up there and have a little competition.
And bring your own partner. But the party also continues after the contest.
It does. We actually have a band from 2 to 6 that's family-friendly. At 6 o'clock, we have a DJ and a lot of Mexican fiesta music going on. And then we move it into the restaurant at 10 o'clock, and there is another DJ as well.
I take it that Sam Leone is actually the odds-on favorite to win the salsa dancing contest.
So Robin will be my partner that day. She doesn't know that yet.
Oh boy.
We will be dancing, and we're going to shake our hips.
Party on.
All the activities begin at 2 o'clock this Saturday at the Valley Ridge Mall in Stillwater, right out in the parking lot. And we're due for a great weather day, too. So I don't think you have to worry about rain on Saturday.
That's right. It's supposed to be, last time I looked at the weather, it's supposed to be 56, 57 degrees and partly sunny, no rain as of now. So I'm going to keep my fingers crossed, my toes crossed, anything I can cross, crossed.
Now, of course, Sam and Acapulco Restaurant Mexicano celebrating at all 8 of their locations all weekend long, but on Saturday at the Valley Ridge Mall. There will also be, as we mentioned, the party after the big outdoor Cinco de Mayo festival at Valley Ridge Mall. Sam, what's Stillwater like as far as a Cinco de Mayo celebration place?
It's the big hub. Our Stillwater location is our biggest location. That restaurant is about 8,500 square feet. And so it becomes the party central mecca of the Twin Cities.
How about the rest of the Acapulco restaurant locations out in Woodbury and up in Ham Lake? And how does it go over there?
They are all going to do they all have their special events that they have going on, and they're all over the board. I think I have one of the restaurants that's doing a riding bull that they're going to have. I have another restaurant that's doing a tent as well, and they're going to have frozen T-shirt contest, and they're all having all the GMs are having fun putting some contests together, taco eating contest. They're all over the board, and it's great to see that the great energy with them.
Now, if they can't make it to the Acapulco restaurant in Stillwater, where can people find out more about the local events around the Acapulco chain?
They can come to our website at www.acapulcomn.com.
Sam Leone from Acapulco Restaurant Mexicano, Robin Anthony from Party on Stillwater. This is really the start of the party season, the outdoor party planning season anyway, for Party on Stillwater.
It is. We're very busy preparing for graduation parties and weddings, golf tournaments, galas, all sorts of things. So we've been very, very busy.
Golf tournaments? Can actually somebody play golf right now?
Pretty soon, we're hoping.
Okay, Robin Anthony from Party on Stillwater. Sam Leone from Acapulco Restaurant Mexicanos. A kid-friendly event coming up, a Cinco de Mayo festival being held this Saturday at the Valley Ridge Mall parking lot. It begins at 2 o'clock, runs right through closing inside Acapulco after the dance party gets underway in the evening time, but still going on all night long inside Acapulco Restaurant Mexicano in Stillwater and across the metro at Acapulco Restaurant locations. Sam, again, happy Cinco de Tres on Saturday.
Muchas gracias.
All right. Club 1220 KLBB.